I stand in a line of people, or I don't know, it was supposed to be a line, but it's quite chaotic. There are probably around 40 of us here. It's tight. There's a lot of music, people talking, some yelling. We're all headed for the same thing. Finally, it's my turn.
Yeah, I would need some help. I didn't order yet.
You want to order?
Yeah, thank you. Hi. Can I order a chicken burger?
I'm Malena Antoni, and this is Onomatopoeia, a podcast about the people and places of New York City. In this episode, I will do something most people do without thinking about it. Something I have done 1,000 times in my life. Until a year ago. That's when my fear of climate change became so overwhelming that I had to do something. Mostly something to help my own bad conscience, and that something was quitting something I really love. Meat. But today I'm at Shake Shack, a burger place, the one at Central Park on the Upper West Side. I'm about to eat a crispy chicken burger, and honestly, I can't wait. I get a piece of paper with my name on.
It's Malena. Perfect, thank you.
Kids, old people, couples, families, workers, students. We're all waiting at the pickup counter. I smell fried fat, and it smells delicious, appetizing, recognizable. People are confused. I am too.
I'm not quite sure. I think they're going to call your number or name. Yeah.
Some people are called up by numbers,
78.
Others by their name. There are also waiters with food going by. So many burgers get passed from one person to the next. I stopped eating meat a year ago, and I know my eating habits are not going to change the world. If I eat a burger every day for the rest of my life, it doesn't make any difference. But I just needed to feel like I was doing something. So I guess like one crispy chicken burger probably won't matter. But to be honest, quitting meat was not easy for me. Growing up, we ate meat every day. Our meals were built up around it. If we had meatballs, we'd have pasta. Chicken with rice, beef with potatoes. I don't remember a single day in my childhood where I didn't eat meat. And I loved it. What if this one burger makes me realize how much I've missed the taste? That'll be my gateway back to pepperoni pizza and Italian dry sausages and meatballs and ragu. All the things that I love. Finally, I hear my name.
Is this mine? Okay, perfect. Thank you.
I hold tight to the brown bag. I head for the park and a bench. The park is the color of fall. It's brown and yellow. The leaves fall like snow. I take off my sweater. It's warm. Maybe too warm. It's November 1st, and it's probably around 78 degrees. I look around, and a man walks by, and he's wearing shorts and a t-shirt. And then it hits me. My fear of climate change. I think about a notification I got on my phone earlier today. Over 150 people were killed in Spain today because of massive flooding. I think about the people that died this summer because of extreme heat. And I think about my daughter. I open the brown bag. I know it makes no difference, I really do, but I'm not going to enjoy it. This episode of Onomatopoeia was created by me, Malena Antoni. Onomatopoeia is a production of the Columbia Graduate School of Journalism. Joanne Farion is our executive producer and professor. Original theme music by Lee Feldman. Other music by Blue Dot Sessions.